Back in 2006, New York's last gubernatorial election, less than 35% of eligible voters turned out for the general election. For the September 14th primary, experts expect an even smaller turnout. For the crowded Democratic field for attorney general, victory hinges on finding really motivated voters. WNYC's Bob Hennelly has spent the day with each one of the five candidates in their quest for those voters. Here is his profile of Nassau County DA, Kathleen Rice.
In a widely anticipated low turnout election like this month's primary, candidates can't pass up the smallest of gatherings if it means they'll find motivated voters. For 45-year-old candidate Kathleen Rice, there was no better place to start this campaign day than with a handful of really agitated West Village community organizers still incensed over the losing of St. Vincent's, their neighborhood hospital.
You know, people in this community are suffering now. They don't have that kind of medical care that was so easily accessible to them and is accessible to people in other communities.
Attorney Yetta Kurland is one of the coalition's organizers.
If you look at where hospitals are situated in the island of Manhattan, on the east side there are 18 hospitals. And just to put that in perspective, on the west side of Manhattan there are literally three hospitals. Maybe you could talk a little bit about what you would do as Attorney General to ensure that quality of health care for all New Yorkers.
And I don't know if you know it.
Rice tells the four people at the meeting that she and her nine brothers and sisters were all born at St. Vincent's and that they can count on her advocacy. Rice says that already as Nassau County DA, she developed a proactive health care track record.
I started the first Medicaid fraud unit in any DA's office because I recognized how important and vital that program was and is, and we need to maintain the vitality of a program like that. But we also need to figure out a way to root out the waste, fraud, and abuse because hospitals and health care providers are crumbling under the weight of that waste, fraud, and abuse.
Rice, a Democrat, has twice won election as district attorney in traditionally Republican Nassau County. Her crackdown on drunk drivers and sexual predators got national attention. She used her grand jury investigation into the 2008 fatal stampede at a Walmart in Valley Stream to force Walmart to develop national standards to improve crowd control and retail site security. Early on in this race, Rice raised eyebrows when she said that as attorney general, she could not, as an act of conscience, defend the state's current ban on same-sex marriage. Her rivals took her to task for not understanding the importance of the attorney general's constitutional mandate to defend all the state's laws. On the ride over to her next event, Rice stood firm.
I believe at some times you have to stand up and be courageous enough to say, I will not enforce a law that is discriminatory in nature and excludes an entire section of our society or community from the full and equal protection of the law.
The DJ and the crowd of 1,000 are just getting warmed up at Chinatown's vast Jing Fong restaurant. One of Rice's early backers was Brooklyn County Chair and Assemblyman Vito Lopez. It's Lopez's 8th annual Chinese luncheon for the army of senior citizen residents who volunteer to improve the quality of life at the city's public housing projects they call home. And they never miss an election.
And we have someone who said, I'd like to come by and say hello. She worked at the Brooklyn DA's office. She is the district attorney, Nassau County. Let's bring up Kathleen Rice, who's running for attorney general. So I want to hear again, do you think women should be in government?
Thank you so much, Vito.
Rice wades deep into the dozens of banquet tables to connect with as many voters as she can.
Did you guys have a good meal?
Yeah.
Right. Excellent.
While Lopez had no qualms in playing the gender card to warm up the mostly female senior citizen crowd, Rice won't go there without prompting.
But, you know, no woman has ever been governor or comptroller or attorney general. Do I run as the only woman candidate? No, I don't. But it's one of those intractable facts. I happen to be the only woman in a field of five people. But the one thing that I talk about, even more than that, I don't really run as the woman candidate, is I am the most qualified person in this race. I'm the only candidate in this race who's run a law enforcement agency.
Rice says in traveling throughout the state, she hears that voters are most concerned about the economy. And like her rivals, Rice says the post of attorney general must act to protect the public from predatory lenders on Main Street to unethical brokers on Wall Street.
We don't know when it's going to end, when people are going to be back on the road to recovery, but I think that what this election is about is getting people elected who can begin to turn the state around from an economic perspective, who can restore faith in government, because from that, everything else flows.
One race Rice has already done well in is the Dash for Campaign Cash. Early on, she was touted as a front runner, but she says that was a burden. She says she'd rather run as the underestimated underdog. For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.